This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to Get Started Investing, a production of Equity Mates Media. This series is everything you need to get started on your investing journey.
You don't need a lot of brains in this business. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. Anything that improves your own
talent. Now you can get rich very young just by having an idea.
I mean, I buy anything I want, basically, but I can't buy time.
Welcome to the Get Started Investing Summer Series, brought to you by Superhero. Over the past five episodes, we've been hearing from members of both the Equity Mates and Superhero community covering some of the biggest questions for anyone starting their investing journey. And this is the very last one of the series. So it's a pleasure, as always, to be joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you going?
I'm very good, Bryce. Great to be here for the final episode. I imagine we're wrapping up our summer holidays, probably back in the office, busily making plans for 2022. But excited for this one because, similar to our last episode, we've got the whole band back together, all of the contributors from the Equity Mates Summer Series, and we've got one last question to ask them.
That's it.
Give us a stock pick.
That would be a great episode. Head across to the Equity Mates Investing Podcast and listen to our buy, hold, sell from late last year with Adam Dawes if you do want some stock picks. But we are asking everyone who's returning on this episode, what are the best resources that they've used on their investing journey and are continuing to use? Because look, there's no doubt that finding resources that are meaningful, cut out the noise, and help you on your investing journey is very important.
Yeah, and I think we wanted to end this on a very practical note. Over the last five episodes, hopefully you've heard from a number of people that have made you feel more comfortable with where you are on your investing journey, made you realize that the barriers that you're facing and the challenges that you're facing, a number of other people have faced. And now it's the time to get practical. What can we actually use to help us become better investors and make 2022 a really financially fulfilling year?
So before we hear from our community members, the summer series is brought to you by Superhero. Superhero allows you to buy Aussie and US shares and ETFs with no monthly account fees, and you can now earn Qantas points with Superhero. So visit superhero.com.au/Qantas to learn more. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions and fees and charges apply. So Ren, what's your number one resource?
Number one resource, that's tough. Like, not allowed to use any other resource, deserted island, only mm-hmm. one resource, need to make $1 million before I can get rescued vibes. Mm-hmm. I'm tossing up. In terms of information, it would be either Twitter or Reddit.
Okay.
I could probably take or leave either of them. I think they're both really valuable sources of news and information. Importantly, you have to curate them, because if you curate them poorly, it'll be just a terrible news diet and you'll get a terrible information flow. But if you are going to the right places and following the right people, that can be really valuable. So for day-to-day news, I'd probably say those two. But
knew you couldn't answer this question.
I know. But if I had to just choose one resource to help me become a better investor, it would be one of the classic investing books. like a Seth Klarman margin of safety. If I was more wanting to understand the basics of as a beginner investor, a Patrick O'Shaughnessy Millennial Money. Terrible name, great book.
Interesting, nice.
What about you?
Three good resources. I'm an audio guy. I'd be taking any podcast over anything so I can just sit there and listen to podcasts. Invest Like the Best, if you're looking for it, obviously, look up Invest Like the Best. There are plenty of amazing podcasts out there in the finance and news space as well. But I think the important thing to realize is when you're thinking about resources, don't just be thinking investing specific resources. The best investors around the world, and something that we do as well, you want to be reading widely. You want to be understanding what's going on in the world to become a better investor. You're not necessarily looking for resources that are going to tell you how to value stocks specifically. And I think that's been my biggest transition with resources. When I first started, I was reading all the investing books, you know, trying to get through security analysis and the big, thick, heavy books about investing. I've soon come to realize that it's just as beneficial to read about how business leaders think about building businesses and how entrepreneurs think and really sort of understand business in general and how economies work and what's going on. So when you're thinking about curating resources, yeah, don't get caught up in thinking it just needs to be investing related.
There's so many resources out there that the challenge back in the day, like when Warren Buffett was making his money, you know, in like the 50s and the 60s, well, started making his money, he continues making money well after that, there was like a serious lack of information, and Buffett formed an edge by being the only one willing to read financial statement after financial statement, day after day, and was really good at drawing inferences and understanding what they meant. But there wasn't a heap of information out there. The challenge for investors today is very different. The challenge is there's too much information. There's way too many opinions and things to read and things to watch and things to listen to on any company that you're studying. And so the challenge back in Warren's day was around discovery of information. The challenge now is around curation of information. And I think following the right people, finding the right platforms is the big challenge. And, you know, you saying that you listen to podcasts, like that is a form of information curation, because there are people who are taking all the information out there and making it into these audio episodes for you to listen to. Same with me with Reddit and Twitter. Who I follow is curating the information flows. And I think for any investor who just feels overwhelmed by the amount of information out there, just start small. Start with one platform, start following a few people, start reading one book, start listening to one podcast and build it from there. See who they follow, see, you know, what they recommend, and just build it out from there, because it can be overwhelming. It is overwhelming. We do this for a full-time job and it's overwhelming. So we've asked the Get Started Investing community to share some of their favorite resources, which can all be great places to start, and then to build from there.
Well, Ren, that's a great segue. Let's hear from our Get Started Investing and Superhero community.
So there's plenty of resources out there, podcasts, books, websites. You started with a Motley Fool subscription. What have been some of the most helpful for you in the last, throughout your investing journey?
You know, there's so many stocks and ETFs that you can choose from that, you know, you just end up like not buying at all because it's just there's too many to choose from. So I think the resource when I was younger, it did help me because, you know, they provided like a simplified thesis, you know, it made it easy for me to pick because there wasn't that many. So that probably it did work when I was younger. But now that I've obviously, you know, had, you know, that big mistake happen to me with the stockbroker, and I've been able to do a lot more research, and obviously I have so much more awareness now of the what goes on and how complex things are, that definitely listening to podcasts is probably the main, I guess, sort of research tool that I use, because I'm not the biggest fan of reading. I've never been the biggest reader, but listening to people and hearing people's opinions and learning that way, I respond to really well. Mm. So, you know, like Equity Mates and My Millennial Money, and I like listening to, you know, some property podcasts as well. They've been really good, and I would love to get a subscription to the AFR, but I know it's like, I think it's like $7 a week, and I Yeah, haven't quite dipped into that yet.
I think it's the most expensive news subscription in the world.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Is it? That would make sense. So, so I'd love to get a subscription to that because I do read some of their articles, but it's funny. I have them on social media and I go to click on their articles, but then the paywall comes up.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating because so many of the articles seems like they're so interesting. Yeah. So, but definitely podcasts, I think, is what I respond to the best. And I think if you're starting off, it's an easy way to learn.
Well, Courtney, thank you for joining us. As I said at the start, it's always good to hear from beginner investors and those that are well into their journey on you know, challenges they're facing, how they've overcome them, mistakes, and of course, resources as well. So it's been a pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
So Queenie, you know, you spend a lot of time thinking about your own investing journey and making a lot of content. What would you say some of your best resources are that help you think through your investing journey and make all this content?
So YouTube. So if you're somebody who likes watching YouTube videos, I think New Money has great videos. So his name's Brandon, used to be called Aussie Wealth Creation. He's what initially kind of like inspired me to start my YouTube channel and like talking about finance online. And I think he just has some great resources and great insights. Instagram, I'm going to talk about kind of like the kind of content creator space and then more into resources, but sure. Tash Invest, Broke Girl Wealth, The Money Mindset, podcasts, obviously you guys, My Millennial Money, She's on the Money, TikTok. So if you're interested in property, there's a great account called The Valuer and she's a property valuer and she kind of goes through like property investing and just like interesting things. Tash Invest, The Happy Spender has a great TikTok account where she learns about crypto. So she did this whole series where every day she would learn something new about crypto. And now she's like super advanced into crypto. And then she's nice. Like, I watch her videos and I'm just like, okay. I just do not like when it started, it was like, this is what Bitcoin is, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh yeah, I know this. And then like now it's like, staking and pancake swap and I'm like, I have no idea. And I think also for just websites in general, the ASIC Money Smart website has some really great resources and it's very easy to understand. It's all written in plain English, like anybody can understand. They try not to use a lot of jargon, so I think it's really beginner friendly as well. And obviously the ATO if you want, you know, tax insights, but yeah, those are probably my favorite, like content creators and resources in the space.
Well, a shout out to our audience that you should definitely go and check out Invest with Queenie. That's your handle across all channels. Nice. Go and check it out. Plenty of great resources coming from your side as well.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Queenie, thank you so much for sharing your insights and such enthusiasm, I guess, for educating others in this space. Alec and I are such fans of what you're doing and Pablo as well. And it's been great having you on. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the podcast. And thank you guys for listening as well.
So Molly, in your workshops, when you're speaking to people across social media, I'm sure you hear about plenty of resources and share plenty of resources with people looking to get started investing. As Bryce has just said, there's no excuse now. So in terms of some of the best resources, can you share any that you've come across, in particular, any free ones that you've come across?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's obviously some great podcasts out there and I love You're in Good Company. I think that's a great place for people to start as well. Also, obviously, Equity Mates. couldn't not say
sponsored.
That one.
Not sponsored.
But I mean, like, I think, you know, with what we do at Ladies Finance Club, we're a really nice starting point for people who are brand new to investing. We have our online course. You know, we're running events and courses all the time on, you know, what are exchange-traded funds and, you know, investing for beginners and but on a whole range of personal finances, because there's a lot of things, you know, you need to get into shape to actually get ready for investing. You know, you got to get rid of that debt. You got to build that emergency fund. You got to make sure you don't need that money for like the next kind of 3 to 5 years. So, I would say without sounding really lame, Ladies Finance Club is a great place to start. It's a great resource. And then I love to nerd out on the Money Smart website as well. I think there's some great calculators there as well. And, you know, just having a look at the power of compounding and investments. There's some really good information on that.
Yeah, nice. Well, I would certainly encourage the Get Started Investing community to go check out all those resources. And if they want to follow you, Molly, and Ladies Finance Club, what's the best place to do so?
So they can follow us on Instagram at Ladies Finance Club, or they can jump into our Facebook group, Ladies Finance Club Money Chat. And I forgot to mention, obviously, your book is a great starting place. I'm reading it at the moment, and it's so practical, so useful. So yeah, well done on your book. It's great.
Well, thank you. Well, nice one, Molly. We appreciate you sharing your time with the Get Started Investing community. And as I said, anyone out there who's looking to take that next step, certainly check out what Molly's doing. It's fantastic. So we appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, guys.
So Alicia, what are some of the best resources that you've used over the last year to get you thinking how you are and sort of really on your way to that FIRE, retire early stage in life?
for me, it is, I'm just a sponge for knowledge. So I just put myself into as many sort of high quality Facebook groups that I can get my hands on. There are definitely like some, you'll join a Facebook group and you'll think there's going to be this like amazing community. And it's just like, I'll make you hundreds of millions of dollars on this Forex platform. So yeah. It's like all bots. But, you know, I think I've just worked to identify a few communities that I really resonate with. So Equity Mates would be one of them. Also, I've mentioned that I'm interested in FIRE. So I'm in Aussie Firebugs community.
Yep.
And I just really, I just go ahead. I'm a sponge. I just read. I usually do it while I'm in bed at night. And I also go on, like, Reddit's a big resource for me. I know that Ren has spoken about some of his favorite Reddit forums in the past. My one is r/OzFinance.
Nice.
It's a very, like, general intro to personal finance. So, yeah, just lots of reading. And I find that I can answer most of my questions and do most of my troubleshooting along the way.
Well, I love that, Alicia, that you're seconding my Reddit recommendations. I haven't quite got Bryce on there, so I'm glad someone else is on there.
So good. Upvote for you, Ren.
Well, Alicia, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on Get Started Investing over the last few weeks. As always, it's a pleasure chatting with you. So couldn't thank you enough for sharing your time.
Thanks, guys. Can't wait to join you again.
Awesome. Now let's hear from our next community member.
So James, we love hearing about the different resources that people use to learn about investing and then to continue keeping up to date with markets throughout their investing journey. So what are some of the best resources you found when you were just getting started and learning and then, you know, today as you're trying to continue learning and keep up to date?
Yeah, well, obviously number one has been the Equity Mates Investing Podcast. I just found it so relevant to me to begin with. You know, you guys are both the same age as me, coming from, you know, similar sort of backgrounds, and the quality of the interviews you guys do, it just blew me away right from the very beginning. It was really good. I absolutely loved it. Also, the Thought Starters emails, you can tell a lot of effort goes into those. And even if I haven't got a lot of time just reading through the summaries there, I think you get the biggest bang for your time. If you've only got a few minutes to read through, definitely go and read through that. And also, the book, Get Started Investing, even though I've already listened to all of the podcasts, still loving it and still got more interesting facts and extra bits of detail that are great to read through.
Outside of Equity Mates, for people who already listen to the show and subscribe to the newsletter but are looking for more resources, is there anything that you go to or anything you recommend to your mates?
Yeah, so generally what I do when I'm looking at a company or industry or whatever is I'll just jump on their website, give it all a good read through and see what they're all about and get the whole big picture of what's going on with them. Then I'll jump across to Google and I want to try and get as much of an unbiased opinion as I can. So say, for example, if I'm looking at Apple, I'll go reasons to invest in Apple. Why should I invest in Apple? Read through a few articles there. Then I'll go on the flip side and say risks of investing in Apple. Why should I not invest in Apple? And try and get, you know, both sides to the coin there. And then I'll just jump across to YouTube because I'm sick of reading by now and just try find some interviews with the CEO and I'll just chill out and get it, see what I'm vibing from the CEO. And if I think, and just when you're looking at the bigger picture, I'm looking at basically a 2050 retirement. So I'm using my own mindset to think, what's that world going to look like? What are the biggest problems we're going to face over the next few decades? And where are those solutions going to come from? So when I'm always looking at everything, learning about how, you know, the worlds work and everything, I'll always be keeping that in the back of my mind. What is this going to look like in 2050? Should I be putting my money there now? Is this something that I believe is going to be a big deal or a big change for the way society works?
Yeah, I love that approach. It's very easy to have confirmation bias and just read articles that align align with what you think about Apple. And oh yeah, I know it's a good investment, but to actively search out both sides of the story to form an opinion, I think it's a real, you know, skill, and a lot of our community should sort of take something from that story for sure.
Yeah, it is really important because the brain will see what it wants to sometimes. Yeah. If you've got a biased opinion, your brain will automatically focus on the information it wants to see and it will cancel out what it doesn't. So it is a really important thing to try and get as much of an unbiased opinion as possible.
James, I love the fact that you've taken the time to write this guide. I think you really test if you know something if you try and teach it to other people, and you're clearly doing that with this. What's the feedback been to the guide? How have your mates responded?
So I've had a lot of really great feedback. It's really piqued a lot of my friends and family's interest. You know, I use myself as an example. I go through the investments that I've made, the reasons why I've made them, and I just see people, they usually will identify quite strongly with a couple of them, and they'll go, oh, I want to do that too. And I'll take them through exactly what I've done. I use Superhero as my broker, so I get them signed up on the platform and I just get them started. And I've probably gotten about 20 people signed up already. So I've had a really, really positive, strong response back, and everyone's loving it. And I've also found it's really helped me reinforcing my belief in what I've been investing in as well.
Well, James, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on Get Started Investing over the last few weeks and sharing your story. And I know that a lot of the community would have taken a lot of value from it. So thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
Thanks, James.
So Lee, to close out the series, we want to ask everyone what the best resources that they use on their investing journey, because for everyone, there's a fire hose of information out there, and working your way through it is sometimes pretty overwhelming. So what are some of the key resources that you use on your investing journey?
Well, obviously Equity Mates was crucial to my learning, and jokes aside, it was particularly during the initial lockdown and the onset of COVID. You know, I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time learning about investing. So I just chewed through the podcasts, and, you know, Equity Mates was definitely on the most listened list. But there's heaps of other local and international podcasts where you can pick up great information and education about investing and business. I think it's important, you know, to study what business models work really well. And history. Of course, books are up there, and like podcasts, there's so many to learn from. Classic books like Security Analysis can be really boring, so.
Yeah. Don't even try it.
But there's really great sort of newer books out there that might be more relevant to people, like The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. Richer, Wiser, Happier by William Green. These are fantastic books because not only do they have good information, but they're just so engaging in the way that they're written that you know, it could make a really big impact on people's investing.
Yeah, I think you make a good point there around, you know, the resources don't have to be investing specific, and reading business, just generally what's going on in the world, economic news, understanding how everything fits together is just as important to help you make investment decisions, because you could know everything about a DCF or discounted cash flow or, you know, the theory behind investing, but if you don't understand where it all fits in, then you're sort of still going to struggle to get there.
Sure. And there's things like developing your mindset and your equanimity that's so important to investing, because you could be a math genius with your DCF calculations, but if you don't know how to behave when the stock markets are crashing, your valuations are useless. So investing is the, you know, sport of outbehaving other people. So I think if you can dig deep into, you know, developing your own behaviors, it's very, very valuable.
I like that.
I love that. Yeah, outbehaving other people. Maybe we need a spin-off podcast, Equanimity Mates.
Nicely. Well, look, we appreciate you sharing your experience with the Get Started Investing community over the last few weeks. There's always a lot to learn from hearing other people's journey and how they're approaching investing. So appreciate your time and we look forward to keeping in touch.
Cheers. Thank you.
So Simon, to close out the series, we're asking everyone what is the best resource or some of the best resources that they've been using on their investing journey. So really interested to hear what you're using to educate yourself and find out more about markets, and particularly given that you're in the self-managed super game at the moment and probably have a bit of a different approach to your investing style than someone, you know, in their early 20s or so. What are some of the resources that you're using?
I started with the Barefoot Investor, like many people, and just breaking down money and the barriers to money and finances. The Barefoot Way was really helpful a few years ago, and setting up our buckets and thinking about money a bit differently from there. But I think more as with the young family, just finding time to sit down and read is difficult. So anything I can get in, like, you know, in a car ride to the shops or a car ride to work or whatever it's called. So the podcasts are working. What you guys are doing with Equity Mates is just amazing because it's just so easy to understand. You don't have to have a finance background. I don't have a finance background, so it's really good. But if I need a laugh as well, I also like the guys over at Comedian Versus Economist. Yeah. They're hilarious. So I keep it pretty simple. I don't go any further than that, aside from, you know, just seeing what people are doing, you know, through the Facebook group that you guys have. And you know, I've just started my own crypto account, so I'm just watching a bit of stuff in that space as well. But just anything I can get on the socials or on a podcast is all I need.
The major lesson that I'm taking from you is that having a young family is a lot of work, and it's look, I think what you're doing and still paying attention and getting in the markets as often as you can, as we say on the show, like, time in the market is the most important thing. So even putting away, you know, that doing micro investing or whatever it is, just plugging away at it is super important. So we really appreciate you sharing your experience across the last few episodes, and I'm sure there are a lot of people in the community who can relate to your situation. So thank you very much, and all the best with it, Simon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, mate.
So we've got Justin back, content creator, and we want to know, Justin, what are some of the best resources that you've used on your investing journey?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the best resource, not, I'll talk about some different resources, but the best resource that I always turn to is YouTube. I know, I love it. For some reason, I just always sort of go back to YouTube to learn about different things. No, it's not the only source, but I think it's the best for me. There's so much information on there from many different people all over the world about investing. You know, the CEO interviews, there's, you know, podcasts are uploaded there. There's so much content on YouTube to really decipher. Now, it can go the other way because there's so much you don't really know where to start. But I think YouTube just has an abundance of information. So that's probably going to be like my tier one and where I personally always go towards. But flowing off that, I mean, you've got great podcasts, a little bit of a fanboy moment, obviously, been listening to the Equimates podcast for years. So that's always handy to go back to sort of like reliable podcasts like this, people you can relate to, like a couple of young dudes, like both you guys, and I'm young as well. So it's really good to be able to relate through that in podcasts. But the third way, or just another way, and probably what really got me started in investing was, you know, the cliche, reading a book. I read a book quite a few years ago. It was called I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. But the principles in that book really stuck with me for my whole life, literally until this day here. So that's kind of like the landscape is to where I go. It's YouTube for maybe more daily news or more sort of up-to-date information, podcasts, you know, like this one and all the other ones in your network for a little bit more long-form content. And then you can never go past books because if you see common knowledge through books, so say one person in one book is talking about XYZ and another book says the exact same thing, you can kind of think, hang on a second, if this might be some really good information because I'm getting all these people reiterating the same thing, maybe I should take a keen eye on that. So YouTube, potties and books, that's nice. Going to be my 3.
Love that, Justin. Bryce is loving the fact that you've called him young as well. As the only bloke over 30 on this call, he was feeling his age, so just, he appreciates just that.
No, Justin, look, we love what you are doing in the space, love the content that you're creating. So we'd encourage the Get Started Investing community to go and check you out. But look, a massive thank you for your time over the last few episodes. Very much appreciate it, and we'll keep in touch.
Thanks, guys, for having me. It was great to chat, and thanks to all the listeners for tuning in.
So, Dylan, what are some of the best resources that you've used on your investing journey?
For me, the best resources, I think, are books and podcasts. So I've read a whole heap of books around personal finance and also investing, and obviously the two things can cross over pretty easily. I've read Danny Alicura's Sheplicity, the Peter Thornhill book around motivated money, so around the debt recycling type of thing. That's something that I've really got a lot out of. Barefoot, the book, which has been read by pretty much everyone. obviously, that's a big one. I've just actually purchased the Peter Lynch Random Walk, but
One Up.
One Up on Wall
Street. One Up, yeah. So I'm really keen to get into that. I've also read the Little Book of Common Sense Investing, which I enjoyed, but towards the end got a little bit repetitive. You kind of knew where it was going. Mm. And yeah, podcasts, obviously, I listen to a lot of FIRE podcasts, which is all about, you know, obviously saving money and all that type of thing. But like I said, I'm not someone who loves living on beans or anything like that. But yes. Definitely, if I can retire before 65, that's going to be a bonus. So, and the other thing was the Barefoot Blueprint, which came off the back of the Barefoot book, was something that was a really good resource for me, both in terms of personal finance and understanding super and understanding investing, but also getting some stock tips. Not necessarily from Scott himself, but from different members in the community.
Yeah, nice.
So that was they actually had a really cool forum, which I think, you know, there's nothing really like it out there. I know there's forums on Facebook, but one of the things with that is you can't necessarily be anonymous. But yeah, there's nothing quite like the forum that they had. Probably the one resource I'd say to try and stay away from is Ren's Stock Tips on particularly on Mastermind episodes.
And Stock of the Year.
He's gone a bit more conservative this year.
Well, as we say, Dylan, nothing on the podcast is a recommendation, so you've always got to do your own research.
Exactly, that's right. Clover was the one that hurt me.
Nice one. Well, I would like to say as well, stay tuned on the forum front as well with Equity Mates. So agree, there needs to be more of that stuff out there. But Dylan, very much appreciate your time over the last few episodes. It's always great hearing from the community, and we appreciate you sharing your story, some of your key resources, and your big barrier to investing as well. So appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you very much. Love your work, guys.
So, Ren, before we hear from our next guest, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back into it.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
So, Tash, you said in the first episode that you frantically searched Google and just hope for the best, but I'm sure there's been better resources along the way. So what have been some of the key resources you've used to get to this point on your investing journey?
I think initially I started off with all the fun books everyone talks about, like Barefoot Investor, which isn't really that relevant to me. Or there's the ASIC Money Smart website, which I found really helpful. And also just like watching YouTube videos and looking at Instagrams of multiple different people to see how everyone invests. There's no like one really good source of information. Well, your book is doing really well at filling the space in the Australian market, I guess. Little plug there.
Nice.
Yeah. It's really the book everyone's been asking for. But yeah, just like doing one thing at a time, looking at ASIC's website. I really liked looking at super funds and their asset allocation, because initially it was really hard to find Australian specific information on what to actually buy and like what to do within like Australian and international shares. So looking at what funds hold and seeing like how you can apply that to your situation as well was always really helpful.
There's so much information there. and what the experts are doing, what the professionals are doing, and looking at them and borrowing their ideas is great. When we spoke in an earlier episode, you also mentioned you'd entered the property market and you'd set up an emergency fund. So I guess outside of just investing, it seems like you have a really good basis of like broader financial information, broader financial knowledge. Were there any resources that really helped you understand personal finance, the property market, stuff like that?
I always forget
well?
That one. My parents, like I grew up talking about money. So that's where the need, like not the need, but the want to buy a property came from, because my parents invested in property. My grandparents invested in property. We grew up planning holidays together. We grew up saying you couldn't have Foxtel because you need the money for something else, and budgeting together. So yeah, all of that came from my family initially and like closer friends. Yeah, always forget that one.
I think
that's really like a good recommendation. Like go talk to your dad. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. We'll put Tasha's parents' details in the show notes, hit them up. But I think that's such an important one. Like, you know, Bryce's family, well, Bryce's dad and got him investing at like the age of 5 with his pocket money. Like, whereas I just didn't grow up in that household. And I think like normalizing those conversations around money is so important, because like I've since spoken to my mum about it and she was like, yeah, when I grew up, there were three things you didn't talk about, like money, politics, and religion. And it was like taboo to talk about money. Now it's like you can just see the difference that like kids and like young teenagers knowing about money and getting started early, how much difference that can make in your life. So I think that's a really good one. Shout out to your parents.
Yeah, I definitely watched them for discussing mortgage interest rates when I was like in high school. It's great.
Riveting.
Yeah,
it may not be the most engaging conversation, but it's worth it.
The best one is like spinning. We had like the Lazy Susan and we put holidays with different budgets and spin and try and work out how much that would cost and have to like plan that as a family and be like, what are we going to cut down on? So yeah,
that's a good one. Right. Yeah. That's awesome. I like that. I like that. Yeah. I feel there's like probably a kit that we could make like helping parents talk to their kids about money.
Yeah, activities and yeah.
Well, Tash, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. Thank you for coming in. And if anyone wants to follow what you're doing, you're across most of the main social channels at Tash Invests.
Yes, mostly Instagram and TikTok. But yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So we're now joined by Maddie at Money with Maddie on Instagram, and we're talking all things resources. Maddie, over your investing journey, what are some of the best resources you've found to help educate you both about investing in the stock market, but also about money and finance more generally?
Definitely. I feel like there's a few different areas here. So my favorite one is finance books. So there's a few books that I've absolutely loved that I found really have kickstarted my motivation and inspiration in regards to money and investing. One of them was The Barefoot Investor, which was the one that really got me started in the first place, inspiring money and finance in general. The most recent one I've read has been Your Equity Mates Get Started Investing book. I absolutely loved that one. And I feel like it dove deeper into the how and the why of investing, and not just specifics of money in general. I feel like it was more specific. So I really loved that one. Another one I really like is Money School. And another one that I have just recently gotten but haven't read yet is Glenn's new book, Sort Your Money Out. So those are some books that I absolutely love and I wholeheartedly recommend to everybody that I come across in this area. Another thing is websites like the ASX. There's actually a lot on there that a lot of people don't know about, including the ASX share market game, where you get about $50,000 worth of quote-unquote money to use and play around the share market and get used to the fluctuations and volatility of it as well. I have found I learned a lot in there, and it was great to be able to put some money in there that wasn't my money to learn about how the share market works. And another is YouTube and social media, so like Instagram as well. Even though I have my own Instagram, I feel like being part of the community, the FIRE community, and just the finance community in general, we learn so much from each other, and I feel like the more we speak about money conversations and the more we make it less of a taboo topic and remove the stigma surrounding them, the more we can learn together. So, you know, 10 heads are better than one. I've learned so much more over this year with my finance Instagram that I have throughout my whole life, and I highly recommend if there's anyone that you see that's promoting and chatting about finance and making it more accessible, give them a follow and just be a bit more engaged in that area, and you can learn things just daily by reading on what people are doing in day-to-day in their finances.
Awesome. A great list of resources there. I remember Ren and I used to play the stock market game when we were back at uni, so would recommend getting around that. So Yeah, very much appreciate your time, Maddie. It's always great hearing from our community. We've loved hearing from you over the last few episodes, sharing your investing story and some of the key resources and barriers that you faced. So all the best with the Instagram channel and your investing journey from here. And it's been great to chat. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
So Josh, to close out the series, can you share with us some of the best resources that you use to help you on your investing journey?
Yeah, I've listened to a lot over the years, and as podcasters, I think you can get caught up in that. But a big resource that I found, and they're non-finance background YouTubers, like Matt Diavella or somebody of the sort, someone that has quite a large following, and they give great advice. Don't get me wrong, but I've really found my home finding advice from a channel called 2 Cents. They're a married couple. They both have finance degrees and work with PBS over in the States to develop content. So they sure share a lot more than just about the finance market, but economics as a whole and policy. So I've found that that advice helps with busting myths or stereotypes about our generation and, you know, avocado toast as such. that isn't causing us to not be able to afford our house deposits. And it's given me a lot of context into how things have, I suppose, developed in the past and how they'll proceed to develop in the future. And that gives a lot of confidence to myself when choosing to invest in the market.
Nice. Well, Josh, we appreciate you sharing your story with us, your key resources and, you know, your investing journey. So appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So, Rachel, what are some of the key resources or some of the best, you know, tools that you've come across on your investing journey?
Some of the best tools, obviously, the internet. If you have access to an advisor is really helpful in terms of providing you information so that you feel more informed and confident about your investments. But I also use a brokerage platform, and I pay a monthly fee to access their in-app information, which I find really helpful. So any of the brokerage apps are really helpful in compiling those latest articles about the stock that you're looking at, who else is watching them, and it gives you guidance on whether to buy or sell or hold. So those are really worthwhile and so worth the fee.
What would you suggest to people who are looking for a financial advisor? Worth it, not worth it? I know there's a lot of people out in the community who would be thinking about it, but are on that edge of, is it worth it or not?
I think it's absolutely worth it. It's particularly worth it if you have a partner, because then you can split all of those costs and kind of, you know, be advised on both of your money, whether it's separate or together. But yeah, I think it's completely worth it. It gives you that peace of mind and the confidence relying on an expert before you invest, which is, you know, very beneficial.
Awesome. Well, Rachel, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for sharing your experience over the last few episodes. We very much appreciate your time and all the best with your investing journey.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, Ren, that brings us to the end of our summer series. An awesome summer series it was. A massive thank you to Superhero who have sponsored this. We couldn't have done it without you guys. A reminder that Superhero allow you to invest in US and Aussie shares and ETFs with no monthly account fees, and you can now earn Qantas points with Superhero. So visit superhero.com.au/Qantas to learn more. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions and fees and charges apply. So we'll be back with the normal Get Started Investing rhythm next week. Ren and I will be back from holidays, hopefully refreshed.
Hopefully refreshed. If we're sounding tired on the first show back, we're in for a long year.
Ready to rock and roll. Let's do it.
Can't wait.
Get Started Investing is a product of Equity Mates Media. All information in this podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional finance, legal or tax advice. The hosts of Get Started Investing are not financial professionals and are not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Before making any financial decisions, you should read the product disclosure statement and, if necessary, consult a licensed financial professional. Do not take financial advice from a podcast. For more information, head to the disclaimer page on the Equity Mates website where you can find the ASIC resources and find a registered financial professional near you. In the spirit of reconciliation, Equity Mates Media and the hosts of Get Started Investing acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.